Gordon, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. How many of you this past week or two have been thinking about the words that we say, how we say these words? Are we edifying people, building people up, or are we using our tongue and using words to tear people down and to hurt people instead of building them up? That is what we've been talking about here lately, is the good old tongue. Because what we say and how we say it and the words that we say could really help people and it could really tear people down. And we've been talking about the Israelites, how God rescued them from Egypt and told them that he was going to lead them to Israel and take them to the promised land. But their words, their fears, their unbeliefs, and what they used instead of their tongue prevented them. Their tongue, they started bickering, started murmuring, started complaining about Aaron, started complaining about Moses, started complaining about God himself and the miracles that he did in front of them every day. But yet they murmured. They used their tongue in the wrong way. They even went as far as saying, wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to one another, we should choose a leader and just go back to Egypt. Instead of going to do battle and take dominion of the enemies, they decided they would rather return to slavery in Egypt. That is unreal. But how many times in our lives have we listened to the naysayers and listened to people that talk negative about our dream, our vision that God has placed in our heart? How many times have we listened to people say, you can't do that, that's not you, that's not part of your atmosphere, that's not part of your life? And we listen to the naysayers and we listen to that tongue tear down our dream. But today I kind of like to talk about victory over the tongue. As you know, the tongue is a very powerful force, but through the power of the Holy Spirit and the application of principles from God's Word, it can be controlled. During the next few times that we are together, let's meditate on scriptural principles to control our tongue and our mouth. Here are the first three. Let's get our heart right with God. The first step in gaining victory over the tongue is to get our hearts right with God. Because in Matthew 15:18-20, it says, those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. That's what I've been telling you all this time. What is in your heart is what's going to come out of your heart, mouth. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are all the things which defile a man. Like I said, that's in Matthew 15:18-20. Our mouth will speak what is in our heart. If your heart is not right, your tongue will reveal it. And how well do we know that? Take the first step in using your tongue properly by getting your heart right with God. Because in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We need to recognize our responsibility. Recognize that you be held accountable and you be held responsible for the words that come out of your mouth. In Matthew 12:36-37, it says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And he also said in Luke 19:22, and he saith unto them, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. You're going to be judged on the words that you say. You're going to be judged on how you use your tongue and use your mouth. Are you using it to praise people, to uplift people, to put forth the gospel of Christ, and to instill the faith and the power of the Holy Spirit into other people's life? Are we using our tongue like that? It says in Proverbs 10:19, keep your words few and simple. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is very wise. And in Matthew 5:37, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. And the things he's trying to say in these verses, that, you know, check your words that you're going to say. Because you could take words and your words can start a fire. It could be just a joke. It could be just a thing said in jest. But yet people will take it the wrong way. They will hear it the wrong way. And then you're starting conflict. Instead of building people up, they use that to tear people down. So we need to always guard our tongue and always turn our tongue each and every day when we get out of bed, to turn our tongues over and yield it to the working of the Holy Spirit. That way we can uplift people. That way we can spread the gospel and talk about love and prosperity and peace that we can get within our heart by speaking the right words. We need to be very careful, because like I keep telling you, what is in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. That's what's going to speak. If you've got love, if you've got peace of Christ in your heart, that's what you're going to talk about. If you have animosity, if you have anger issues, if you have distrust in your heart, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. Pray each day that God will check your heart, that the Holy Spirit will take control and plant within your heart the good things to edify and to protect and to build people up instead of tearing them down. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for today's lesson. Father, I pray that you will instill in our hearts that we need to guard our tongue through the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, plant within our hearts the love and the refreshing things and refreshing words from your word into our hearts, that we may speak of this to other people. That, Father, that we can build people up instead of tearing them down. Father, I pray that we'll each and every day we'll get up and yield our tongue to the workings of the Holy Spirit. And that, Father, we can let the Holy Spirit plant what needs to be in our heart to we can help other people and to show other people that good things can be said, good things can be spoken, and that people can be uplifted by the words that we say. Father, I pray that you touch each and every one of us that is listening to this, that you'll anoint us, I pray. And Father, we will never, ever fail to praise you and to glorify you in the wonderful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us. Join us next week as Paul continues his teaching on Divine Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teaching today. You can email Paul directly at paul@myltbc.org. Again, that's paul@myltbc.org. You can also download Paul's Divine Destiny audios free by going to www.myltbc.org and click on Audio, Listen, or Download. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.